Welcome to the Goldilocks Dailies, your source for truth. Today is June 22nd, 2024. This podcast is sponsored by Seeds of Wisdom, where you can find exclusive content from Goldilocks at seedsofwisdomteam.com. Today's podcast is targeted strictly about Vietnam. We're going to bring you up to date with some of the Goldilocks articles that were presented to us back from January down through the month of June of this year. And we're going to highlight where we are in the transition of Vietnam being placed as a market economy on the world stage. An article from VietnamOnline.com gives us a little bit of the history of the Vietnam Dong. It can be traced back to 1945, when Vietnam just gained independence from the French colony and the new state was established. Since then, the national currency has undergone much alteration in both designs and materials. During the Vietnam War, 1954 to 1975, along with the note issued in the North, the South government also published its own cash. But after the reunification of 1975, this was replaced by the integrated cash named Liberation Cash. And from that time to 1985, there have been two more currency modifications in Vietnam, which led to the appearance of the current Vietnam Dong today. It can be said that compared to the value when Vietnam Dong was first published, the money has its value re-evaluated significantly. For example, in 1985, if you had one Vietnam Dong in your hand, you could buy many things or prepare a hearty meal. But at present, you can buy hardly anything with 1,000 Vietnam Dong on hand. As we go back to the beginning of the year in January, Goldilocks highlights several articles for us. The first one is about the CFTC approves proposed amendments. And it says this new data collection is expected to harmonize international data swap transactions that take place on the Forex market, beginning January 1st, 2024. It is designed to create accurate and efficient reporting of the data being transferred back and forth between cross-border international trading. The UPI is expected to adopt and use this new reporting rule on January 29th. The UPI is the foreign currency mechanism that India is going to use next year in international trade between countries. Iraq, Vietnam, and Indonesia are three of several countries that will utilize this UPI interface. It will allow several banks across the world to exchange on the Forex market under one digital mechanism. The next article, also from January, highlights the National Payments Corporation of India. And it says it will begin its beta testing on their new foreign currency exchange mechanism and more in their secondary market on January 1st. This means that the actual transaction will only be completed when confirmation on both sides of a trade are confirmed. T plus one settlement processing will take place all in one day. Only a select few countries have been chosen to test this secondary market. The U.S., Indonesia, Iraq, and Vietnam, and a few other countries will be processing their new local currencies on this new digital payment system. Also, an article from January highlights New Delhi, with a population over 1 billion, India's most used payment system, the UPI, is now confirmed to expand globally. So we see now an expansion of the UPI after the beta test. The National Payments Corporation of India has signed a memorandum with tech giant Google for global expansion of the UPI system. This will enable users both in India and other countries to seamlessly exchange currencies using the payment interface. This new UPI is currently being tested this month. This is back in January. Remember, Iraq, India, Indonesia, Vietnam, U.S., and a handful of other countries are currently testing this system this month. This is a pilot program, and they usually last between 30 and 60 days. No current timeline has been given for a launch date, but we know it has been in the works since January 1st, 2024. Did you notice in the quoted paragraph up above that it mentioned currencies being able to be exchanged across digital networks? The next article says Vietnam is pushing the U.S. to grant it market economy status. Now, this is the first time we're seeing this market economy status come up. And this is actually from February. It says a market economy is a type of economic system where supply and demand regulate the economy rather than government intervention. A market economy would allow supply and demand to determine the value of the following criteria in their economy: degree of currency convertibility, degree of salary determination by negotiation between employers and employees, degree of freedom for foreign companies' investments, and degree of ownership or production methods of enterprises control. Goldilocks continues to write, as you can see, this change would open up a path for new exchange rates in Vietnam. Vietnam has a strong indication that these changes will be made before the next election in the United States. Also in February, an article states we expect Vietnam's export orders to continue increasing in the months ahead due to the surprising strength of the U.S. economy, as evidenced by the highest level of U.S. consumer confidence since the COVID reopening boom. The resulting broad-based economic recovery in exports and manufacturing consumption should boost earnings for a range of listed stocks, enabling active managers to outperform the broader stock market. Vietnam is showing trading statistics that indicate a self-sustaining economy that is growing and even has greater potential going forward. At this point, Vietnam is showing momentum. When a country starts to show a trade surplus, it indicates that a demand for a country's goods and currency is in higher demand, thus creating the need for an increase in a country's currency value. We're beginning to see from these articles that Vietnam, as it was reported in the news, and also Goldilocks writes about this in January and February, will be heading into March next. But Vietnam has been picking up steam throughout this year. The next article says, from March 11th to 15th, securities companies will conduct a trial of order placement and trading activities to guarantee seamless operation, simulating a normal trading day. Vietnam's version of the QFS, the Ho Chi Minh Stock Exchange, is currently on a trial run, heading towards implementation. Yesterday, we saw where many of the United States companies were doing global testing as well. The QFS is currently in experimentation, and the knowledge we gain from these testing periods will provide insight for us. That article was from March 13th. On March the 30th, Goldilocks writes again about Vietnam and the State Bank of Vietnam. The SBV has withdrawn nearly 75 trillion dong from the banking system over the course of the last five trading sessions. Moves like this one creates a shift in trading imbalances and currency rate exchanges. And a dong drain would make it difficult for policymakers at the central bank of a country to be able to control the supply of money. This will also reduce the ability of their central bank to intervene upon their currency. 10 of Vietnam's commercial banks are Basel III compliant, and gold will become the backing and standard for future interventions, creating a more sovereign country. Now, you'll notice in that last article, there were a couple of things mentioned we've not read yet. One was Basel III. They have 10 commercial banks, Basel III compliant, and now the mention is of gold, which this is going to continue in the news. The next article is from April the 5th. And it says, Vietnam's Minister of Finance and Central Bank Governor and other Asian counterparts engage in discussions with international business councils to strengthen financial ties and promote sustainable growth in the region. Vietnam is currently engaged in monetary policy and monetary cooperation initiative changes. They are currently taking active steps to be more inclusive on the international stage in terms of market growth and commitment to sustaining that growth with partnerships that will enable them to improve economical standards of living. Their new Basel III compliant banks, we just read about in the last article, will allow them to show collateralization and ability to make higher volume trades than before, through proof of the ability to transact on both sides of a trade. This is really important. As Vietnam continues to expand their economy, these new demands on their currency will justify new price actions on their currency. As we see this, these articles building upon one another, we also can reflect back, and I want you to notice the accuracy of the reporting in these articles. The next one says, whether or not this happens today, tomorrow, or next week, and sometime this year, Vietnam is letting us know that they have a currency that is about to change in its value. They're telling us that they have the capacity to change it at any given moment going forward. This is a quote from Goldilocks in April. Now, the next article, I'm just going to read an excerpt from it. It's rather lengthy, but this was also in April on the 23rd, and it mentions Hanoi, and it says Vietnam is currently applying for the BRICS system. So this is the first time we hear about Vietnam and BRICS. It goes on to say, at the same time, the BRICS nations has a requirement that nations who join them own gold. Notice this is the second mention of gold in these articles. It goes on and says, gold increases the net worth of a country's own currency, and a backing in gold will enable Vietnam to trade under a gold standard. This is what we've been looking for. Goldilocks continues to write, holding these new reserves in the BRICS nations will allow Vietnam to raise the value of their currency through new trading mechanisms inside the new digital economy and more holdings in gold. Picking up steam as we go through this year, we're now in May the 10th. It says the U.S. is in a dilemma about whether to upgrade the non-market economy status of Vietnam to that of a market economy. We're beginning to see this subject in the news. Vietnam, whether or not it is a market economy or not. Now, it goes on to say, and Goldilocks writes, the U.S. Department of Commerce has until late July to complete this review and decision. It's June 22nd right now. A market economy would bring with it significant trade relationship opportunities. Vietnam would become a country where supply and demand would determine prices on their goods and services. A shift in a monetary policy such as this would bring more power back to the people and less to the government. It would move from government intervention powers for the stabilization of their currency to incentives toward supply and demand, determined by the people and the industries they promote. A move like this tends to put price pressures on a country's currency. One of the hallmarks of a market economy would be a stronger Vietnamese dong. This would make imports cheaper for them and exports more expensive for other countries, determining new exchange rates for all parties involved in trade. Once again, it says, watch the water. Now, as we continue in May, several important articles have surfaced in May and June. And once again, we're building steam on Vietnam. Goldilocks writes, the link below provides information on Vietnam's review by the U.S. Department of Commerce regarding Vietnam's ability to move into a market economy. My understanding from the previous article on Vietnam reviewed is that this is not a graded review. It is simply a valuation of the types of goods and services they can provide comprehensively. Vietnam is showing steady growth in several areas of their market. Their potential to increase national capital investment opportunities on a global scale is evident. Clearly, hurdles are being cleared for Vietnam to move into a market economy. So this is the first time we're beginning to see Goldilocks write about the hurdles being cleared. She goes on to say a market economy will allow them to freely move their money through supply and demand. Credit valuation adjustments, and this just simply is another term for currency revaluations, credit valuation adjustments on their currency will be determined by Vietnam's ability to move their goods and services near and far at competitive rates. Now, another article builds on this same subject, Vietnam's Foreign Exchange Rate Review. HCMC Saigon inspects authorized foreign exchange agents. So this is an interesting article because it goes into detail about the exchange process and how that Vietnam is taking steps to make sure that their exchange centers are valid and that customers will be able to exchange their currency respectfully. I want us to notice, it says the State Bank of Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City Branch, has urged commercial banks to conduct inspections of their authorized foreign exchange agents and submit reports of their findings no later than June 15th, 2024. That has already passed. The SBV has issued a letter requesting commercial banks and branches of foreign banks authorized to engage in foreign exchange activities within the city to conduct inspections of the authorized foreign exchange agents appointed by commercial banks. Accordingly, commercial banks are required to inspect their authorized foreign exchange agents, covering compliance with legal regulations and adherence to foreign exchange agency contracts and identification of any existing limitations or misconducts. The SBV has urged commercial banks to conduct these inspections on authorized foreign exchange agents appointed by banks to ensure compliance with regulations governing foreign currency transactions. This article is very important. It's rather lengthy. We won't read all of it, but it's very enlightening as to the steps that they are taking in country. Now, the last article found in May was on May 29th. And it says Thailand will apply to become a member of the BRICS economic bloc, the government of the Southeast Asian country announced on Tuesday. Goldilocks writes, to give you an idea how important this move is, Vietnam is the largest trading partner with Thailand at the present time. This could shift when they become a market economy in July, adding to the ability to trade with the U.S. as well. I want you to notice as I stop for a moment, and as we touch on the fact that now the market economy status is looking like it's going to go through. And the writing goes on, it says, it is just simply important to note that the world trading map is changing rapidly. As we have discussed before, 80% plus trades are done across the waters. This is more than enough of a percentage to change exchange rates on a global scale. This is also why the World Trade Organization is reconfiguring trade exchange rate percentages and plans on presenting them to us the second half of this year, 2024. We now find ourselves in June, June the 4th. Goldilocks writes about the State Bank of Vietnam started selling gold directly to four state-owned commercial banks today, June 3rd, aiming to lower the metal's domestic price. The institutions will then sell the gold bars to the public. This new monetary policy shift will continue as Vietnam attempts to narrow the difference between the domestic and global gold bar prices per SBV officials. It is an attempt to revalue gold through resetting its price. Vietnam has been accumulating gold in order to join the BRICS nations. One of the requirements is that they do accumulate gold to support their banking system. The question is asked, can you see where this is going now? Everything across the board, from the markets, the banking systems, the shipping ports, and to the people, are turning to gold to deflate an inflated economy. Through tokenized assets, our global economies will have a real value on every product that can be bought and sold, including Forex opportunities. Concluding, I look to see these opportunities begin to shift in July for Vietnam as they become a market economy. And then the question is asked, can it happen before that time? We are about to find out. We've already read a couple of these articles this week, but we're going to highlight once again in the next article that President Putin visits Vietnam. The main issues relate to shoring up economic and commercial ties, including arms sales. Putin and Vietnam's leaders were said to have been working on an agreement regarding ruble dong currency transactions through the banking system. This meeting is expected to enable payment for goods and services. Currently, Vietnam is expanding the value of its currency through the expansion of its elderly population through healthcare, commercial trade, and military arms expansion. Each of these are indicators of a growing economy that justifies a higher value through demand on their currency inside a market economy. Now, on June the 19th, it says here in a market economy, a country's currency value is determined by supply and demand, just like other goods and services. When demand for a currency increases, it appreciates or becomes stronger and more valuable. When demand decreases, it depreciates or becomes weaker and less valuable. Goldilocks writes, I thought I would give you an idea of what's happening with Vietnam when they go to a market economy. There it is again. Just so you know, supply and demand will determine their new exchange rates when they change their monetary policy to move into a market economy. Both the United States and Russia have recently signed a comprehensive strategic partnership with Vietnam. Now I'm going to read this again. Both the United States and Russia have recently signed a comprehensive strategic partnership with Vietnam. These two countries recognize Vietnam's capacity to step up to the plate and into a higher level playing field with their economies, along with all the rights and privileges that go with it. In a previous article, we were told that Vietnam would make this transition by the end of July 2024. Now, this article actually was produced today, and it is the last article we'll read. It says Chin will attend the meeting at Dalian City, province of China, and have working sessions from June 24th through 27th. Now, what's this all about? Well, let's explain. It says here the trip will be made at the invitation of Chinese Premier and WEF, the World Economic Forum, founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum normally meets in January at Davos, Switzerland. Invitation-only meetings are called on for special purposes with recognized countries able to influence the global economy are invited. the economy of Vietnam is showing a reclassification of their global economy and now have the ability to participate in the new global shifts coming our way. Interestingly, Vietnam has been invited to the table as they approach their new identity as a market economy. If you're enjoying the Goldilocks Dailies, please share them with a friend. Tell them about Seeds of Wisdom and how we are reaching this community with truth. And once again, we want to thank you for listening to the Goldilocks Dailies, brought to you exclusively by SeedsOfWisdomTeam.com.